In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Time to talk a little bit of NFL draft, and joining me on the show right now, he is an NFL draft analyst, publisher of draftanalyst.com, and you can get him on Twitter at Tony Pauline. Tony Pauline joining me on CBS Sports Radio here on a Sunday evening. Tony, I appreciate you making time. Kyler Murray, probably the biggest story heading into the combine next week. In your mind, what's the most compelling, or from a content standpoint, the best case scenario with Kyler Murray in terms of where he goes in the draft?
Well, both story-wise and content-wise, it would be the Oakland Raiders at number four. You know, John Gruden figuring, you know, this is going to be my calling card. I'm going to take Kyler Murray, I'm going to trade Derek Carr, and I'm going to live and die with Kyler Murray. I'm either going to look like a genius turning a guy who's 5'9" into a productive NFL quarterback, or I'll be back in the television booth in 3 years calling games again. So I think that is the earliest he goes. I wouldn't agree with it, but I understand it for a couple of different reasons. I think it's a way for Gruden to further make his mark, you know, with the Oakland Raiders.
I'm curious, and I'm going to circle back to Murray in a second, but that's an interesting one, Tony, and I agree with you. There's two or three places where if Kyler Murray goes to, the content is going to write itself. And Oakland, certainly with Oakland being what would have been his baseball home, and with the Gruden factor is one of them. I'm just curious, what do you think happens with Derek Carr if they draft Kyler Murray? Does he all of a sudden become a one of the better trade chips at the quarterback position this offseason?
Oh, absolutely. You look at the teams selecting right behind the Oakland Raiders, the New York Giants and the Jacksonville Jaguars. They are both in dire need of a quarterback. I mean, the Denver Broncos, even though they traded for Joe Flacco, they still don't have their quarterback of the future. The Washington Redskins also need a quarterback. I don't think Derek Carr is going to command the first round selection, but I think he's going to, he could get a second round pick for any of those teams who get locked out of the quarterbacks in round one, or just really aren't too enamored with the quarterbacks in this year's draft.
I know to get Carr, you'd have to make a trade, as opposed to Nick Foles, where unless the Eagles do the franchise tag and trade deal with him, Foles could become a free agent. I'm just purely, not from a capital that you'd have to give up standpoint, but who's the more desirable player out there in the market, Nick Foles or Derek Carr?
That's a good question. You know, right now, I'm going to say it's going to be Foles by a little bit. I think long term, it should be Derek Carr, and that's the way I would go. But, you know, Nick Foles, he's been on the upswing for the past 2 years. And, you know, a change of scenery may not be the best thing for Nick Foles, because he was in the perfect situation in Philadelphia, not having to play the whole season. You know, they do a great job of recruiting, developing quarterbacks there. They always have. But I think right now, you know, Nick Foles is looked more as like the savior at the quarterback position as opposed to Derek Carr.
Tony Pauline, draftanalyst.com, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. So, Tony, you said the highest you think Kyler Murray would go would be Oakland, which I believe is picking fourth in the draft. So, by definition, in your opinion, to do this, it would mean Arizona trading back to pick Kyler Murray and not picking him with the number one overall pick. But do you buy into any of the smoke around the Cardinals, maybe ready to move on from Josh Rosen and draft Kyler Murray?
No, not at all. I mean, you still have the same general manager there who selected Josh Rosen. He's not going to give up on Josh Rosen after 1 year. I think it's a nice storyline. I think it's people reading into, you know, what Cliff Kingsbury has said. But I put no legitimacy into that. I think it's people just, you know, basically needing something to write, and that's what they go with.
Where is Kyler Murray on your board among quarterbacks?
He's number two after Dwayne Haskins. I got Haskins one. I got Murray two. Daniel Jones of Duke three. And Drew Locke, who's going to be drafted very early, number four.
So the NFL, I think, you know, you look at the last three classes of first-round picks, and you look at the success level, and you'd go, well, the NFL really has started to get it right at the quarterback position with Goff and Wentz 3 years ago, Trubisky, Mahomes, and Watson in 2017. Might be one of the best classes we've seen in the last decade or two. And then this past year's class, I think, you know, Baker Mayfield, pretty good. Sam Darnold shows some promise. Josh Allen, you know, accuracy issues, but he was, you know, he won some games in Buffalo. How does this class stack up, do you think, to those previous three classes?
If I was going to compare it to one of them, I would say it's close to the Mitch Trubisky class in the sense that these guys are going in with a lot of questions. They're going to need a lot of development. You know, it all comes down to proper coaching. It comes down to basically putting in these guys in situations where they will flourish and having the right pieces around them, not only on the field, but in the coaching staff. So if I'm going to compare it to one of the classes you just mentioned, I think it's Mitch Trubisky because there's a lot of unknowns.
Yeah, interesting. Tony Pauline, draftanalyst.com, joining me, talking some NFL draft. Bigger picture with this draft, Tony, what are the positions of strength in this draft, especially in the first round?
I think it could be a historic night on the defensive line, both the defensive line and defensive tackle. I mean, seven of my top 10 players are defensive linemen, and I don't include Josh Allen in there because I think he's an outside linebacker in a 3-4. I think you could have 12 to 13 defensive linemen selected in the first round of the draft, which is almost half of the first round. And I think these guys are as good as advertised. And defensive linemen always go early in the draft. As far as positions where it's poor, not going to get too many left tackles in this year's draft, which is kind of a bummer for scouts and for general managers because they want it, and coaches, they want left tackles in the draft. It's also a very iffy class at the receiver position.
Yeah, a bummer for Houston Texan fans, too. That's where I'm based out of, and I think, as you know, they've got huge fixes to make at the offensive tackle position. Speaking of Houston, what's your scouting report on Ed Oliver? Where do you see him landing in the first round?
The overall view is I thought Ed Oliver was a bit overrated coming into the season. I mean, people were comparing him to Aaron Donald, and he's not an Aaron Donald player at all. Aaron Donald was a nasty, powerful mauler in the middle of the line who could beat you with quickness or beat you with power. Oliver's got great first-step quickness, but he doesn't have that power. I mean, he's a guy who I think is more of a three-technique type of tackle, which means he's going to need big players around him. He's very athletic. When you watch him run in the open field, he looks almost like a linebacker running down ball handlers in pursuit. He can rush the passer, but I think he's got to get a lot stronger. I think he's got to add some bulk to his frame. I just think there are other players, other defensive tackles in this draft that I rank much higher.
Could you see a team using Ed Oliver like a big linebacker?
No, I could see them maybe using him as a defensive end in a three-man front that employs one-gap schemes. That takes a little bit of explaining, but I don't think you're going to stand him up. First of all, he's not that tall to begin with.
Yeah.
Number two, you know, you may be able to drop him off in space on a zone blitz type of situation, but I don't think they're going to stand him up over tackle.
Tony Pauline, draftanalyst.com, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. Tony, where do you come out on the NFL keeping the prospects who have either felonies or, you know, in the case of the kid Ferguson from Louisiana Tech, you know, he had a fight in a McDonald's parking lot, you know, 3-4 years ago. Where do you come out on keeping these? I know they've softened their stance on what exactly these players are going to be allowed to do at the combine. Before, they were banished altogether. Do you think the NFL has found a good middle ground with these guys, or do you think they should be that it's impacting the teams more than the players to keep them out of the combine?
Well, it is impacting the teams, but in your description, you kind of said what the problem is. You know, you got some guys who have committed felonies, and then you have a guy like Jalen Ferguson who they banished from the they initially banished from the combine, but then they kind of pulled back a little bit, who got into a fight 4.5 years ago before classes started as a freshman at Louisiana Tech, and he has no criminal record. And I mean, if you're gonna rescind the invitations from guys who, you know, got initially charged by police because they got into a fight, that list is going to get pretty long. The way I stand on it is they have to come up with a specific set of rules, and they have to apply those rules equally to everybody. You can't just go haphazard. You know, you're going to go to you can't go to the combine. You can go, but you can only work out and do the, you can only interview and do the medicals. I think it's too haphazard, like a lot of the other things that the league does when it comes to domestic violence and things like that. It does hurt the teams. There's no doubt about it. I mean, there were teams who said before the injury to Jeffrey Simmons, before his injury to his knee, they said, you know what, if Simmons, we were interested in Simmons, but if he wasn't at the combine and we couldn't get him in one of those combine interviews where we were going to ask him uncomfortable questions about what happened, you know, 3 years or 4 years ago to see what his reaction is, we weren't going to draft him. We were going to take him off our board. So it does, in fact, hurt the teams because they want to interview these guys. They can do it during a pro day workout, but it's a little bit different as opposed to when you have them in a closed room at the combine and you've got everybody there, the general manager, the head coach, sometimes even the owner is there asking these questions.
Interesting. Last thing before I let you go. You mentioned Jeffrey Simmons and the ACL tear, a guy who's going to be upper portion of the first round is where I'd seen the early mock drafts on him. How dangerous is a team like the Patriots with all those second and third round picks drafting a guy like this and letting him rehab his knee for a year, and then all of a sudden he becomes the next guy coming off the edge for them?
They've done it forever. I mean, you look at their starting right tackle right now, Marcus Cannon, a guy who, you know, he wasn't a second round pick, he was a fifth round pick, but literally months before he was drafted, was diagnosed with, I believe, testicular cancer. Spit it out, Tony. Mm-hmm. they drafted him. They let him rehab. You know, they stayed with him, and now he's a terrific tackle. So that's what the Patriots do. That's why they've been so good for so long.
Yeah, they've got so many draft picks. That was the only good news Robert Kraft got on Friday. They got 2 third-round compensatory picks, and he knows where they're slotted now. Tony Pauline, draftanalyst.com. You can get him on Twitter at Tony Pauline, Pauline. Great follow this time of year with the NFL Draft. Tony, appreciate you making time on a Sunday evening, man. Enjoy the combine next week, and enjoy the fun that is the build-up to the NFL Draft. It's like Christmas morning for football nerds like us. So keep up the great work.
Thanks for having me.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.